county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing.
720 WGN and a happy Tuesday evening. It's 10:09, and thank you so much for joining us. This is the Patty Vasquez Show. As you can tell, this is not Patty Vasquez, but fear not, fans. She is on her way, and she'll be here at 11. She had a planned event that she's attending, and I'm sure she's going to tell you all about it. She was on Facebook Live a little earlier before the show. She was seen up in Glencoe talking with some fans there, so I'm excited to hear about that show and everything that Patty's up to, and she'll be in right around 11, we think. Maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later, but I'm hanging out with you until then, and we hope you stick around as well. Want you to join the conversation, but before we start things off, Viv, how you doing today? A happy Tuesday evening to you.
Happy Tuesday. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, Vivian Leneau. Yes. This is our second time working together. Always a pleasure.
Always fun.
Yeah, we got some interesting topics to cover, even for this abbreviated little stint that I've got for today. We were kind of arguing beforehand on the show, which is always a good sign. When we fight, it's always good stuff. So yeah. Join the conversation, 312-981-7200. Happy evening to Don Kleppert as well. Don, how you doing?
Hey, John. Doing well. How you doing, man?
Good. You're in your waning hour. Here we go, right? You carry us up to about 11 o'clock or so.
That's correct.
I'm usually asleep at this time, I will admit, working on the jam on WCIU. Mm-hmm. That show starts at 6. I'm usually in the office at 4, which means I get up at 3:30. So all of this is new to me. So, in fact, it's kind of nice, though, because the last few weeks I've been going to bed while the sun is still out, which is never fun. So tonight I kind of feel like, I don't know, parents are away. I don't know.
Party time.
Yeah, it's party time. Right till Patty gets here, then I pray I just make it home alive.
Slink into the room.
Yes, exactly, for my 3.5 hours of sleep. No, happy to be here. So I thought we would do something fun to start the show, Viv. And this is just a really quick little quiz. I like to start it out, get some interaction, get some people calling in. So the Property Brothers are famous show on HGTV, they have now narrowed down the two colors that you never want to paint a room. So if you're either going to sell a place or maybe you're buying and you're just moving in, you're like, oh, I love this color. I'm going to love living in it. No, there are two colors specifically never to paint a room. 312-981-7200. You only have to guess one of them. I'm looking for the first two people to guess it. And Viv assures me I can give away these prizes. I don't know if I'm giving away like Patty's prizes for the week. I hope not. Patty, feel free to be the caller and let us know. But you could either win a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC or a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Of course, Lou Malnati is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumelnatis.com. And Don, I told you not to answer this. We're getting the calls in right now. Viv's going and getting some of those lines in. Do you have any colors that you love to, do you have a favorite color that you walk in the room and you're like, oh, this makes me feel good?
What's midnight blue?
Maybe? Ooh, a nice midnight blue. It's calming. Yeah. It's cooling. Yeah. I like any shade of gray right now.
Oh, yeah.
Grays are very in, but there's two colors that the Property Brothers say never, never paint any room in your house, no matter how much you love the color. Let's go to the call line. Jerry, you're on the line. What color should you never paint a room?
Well, I'm going to go with yellow.
Do you have any yellow rooms, Jerry?
Not on purpose. No, I mean, I think some needs some painting, but no.
So, yeah, just it was white at one point, and
yeah,
it just
a little going on. Right, they got a little, right, but not a bright yellow at all. No, not at all. But well, I think yellow would be a color.
Well, guess what, Jerry? That is one of the colors. Congratulations.
Oh,
so I got to ask, do you want the, since you're the first one to call, you're the first winner, do you want the indoor weather station or do you want Lou Malnati's gift certificate?
Oh, I'm going Lou Malnati.
Oh, how could you not? I figured that would be the case.
Totally.
All right, so you stay on the line, Jerry. Viv, you go ahead and talk to Jerry. I've made Viv about as busy as you can possibly get. Jerry has won the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to John. John, you're on 720. What is your guess, John?
My guess is like a rust orange or a black.
Ooh, a rust orange or a black. I don't think that's a great color. I imagine the Property Brothers don't think so either, but they didn't put it on this list, John. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
What's your favorite color to walk in the room with and see?
You know, I like Tiffany blue.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Philadelphia blue.
Oh.
I think that's a nice color.
Yeah, we're going with a lot of blues. You, Don, John, myself, John, we all like our blues. So orange black isn't the answer, but thank you so much for John for playing. We got more colors on the line. Let's go to Julie. Julie, you're on 720 WGN.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So yellow's not a color ever to paint a room. What do you think the second one is?
It's red. Never paint red.
It is red. Yes, Julie, you are the winner. You've won the desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling.
Sweet.
I know they always say never to have the hospital rooms red because that just kind of causes panic. But yeah, there's something about red. But it was really in style in the 90s, like those fall burnt red colors. But apparently those are out, Julie. Do you have any red rooms?
No, dear God, no. All my rooms are a very, like, a light dove gray.
Yeah.
And I have blonde wood flooring. Beautiful.
Oh, I love it. You're so modern, Julie. Way to go. Okay. Julie, stay on the line. You've won the prize. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to tell you all about the strangest cat burglar story you've ever heard. That's coming up next on 720 WGN. Cubbies, they won big today, 3-1. Kyle Hendricks looks really, really good. We'll get the Sox scores and all the other sports news, including where the Bulls are picking in the draft coming up at about 10:30. Okay, local news. I talk about Block Club Chicago probably every single time I'm on WGN. Neighborhood news site with its roots going back to DNA Info. And one of my favorite people to talk to in all of the world is Miss Mina Bloom. Mina, thanks for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
All right, well, Mina, you cover the Logan Square neighborhood, and I got to say that the best stories in Chicago often come out of Logan Square. I don't know what it is about your neighborhood. It's a, you know, it's a melting pot. It's changing all the time. So you've got just a lot of unique, different people living in the same spot, which often produces some really interesting stories.
Yes, that is totally true. You're right.
All right, so the one that caught my eye today and really caught everyone's eye was, I call it a cat burglar story, which usually refers to someone who, you know, tiptoes around and is able to steal your jewels or something along those lines. But we're talking about an actual cat burglar of sorts. Why don't you walk us through how this story got started? Because it does have a happy ending, but let's start at the beginning.
I was going to say, I can only laugh about it because there's a happy ending.
Yes, yes. So where did this all get started?
So what happened was on Monday night, there was a thief that stole the shop cat at Floor, which is a flower shop on Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square. Now, the shop owner didn't notice at first because the cat usually kind of, you know, hides and
does cat things.
And so she left a food bowl out, and this was last night, thinking that, you know, that her name is Sweet Pea, that Sweet Pea was just hiding and would come out eventually, but she didn't come out. She thought, okay, well, you know, she's hiding. And then this morning they came into the shop owner and her employees, and couldn't find Sweet Pea anywhere, and immediately panicked and realized that she had been missing. So they pulled up the surveillance video. They have surveillance cameras, and they saw two people brazenly steal the cat, meaning scoop up the cat from where the cat was sitting by the windows and take the cat out of the store. You can see that in the video.
Yeah,
so
and I got to say, if people want to go to blockclubchicago.org, now is a great chance. If you want to see this video, it's on the front page right now. Because I think that, this does have a happy ending and the cat does come back. But when you look at this video, look, I mean, we don't know all the facts. I know, Mina, you dig into it. I'm sure you've talked to them now that we have a happy ending. But at least to me, it looks like this was a thought out thing that they did. They didn't just wander in, see a cat and go, oh, I'm going to go ahead and take it. It seems almost like it was planned. I know you can't say that it was for certain, right?
Right. We can't say that for certain. We don't know what was going through their minds as they're doing it. But certainly the video gives us some insight because you kind of see the friend like look back a little bit, like as if the friend is maybe, watching to see if anyone's watching them as they're taking the cat. So that's an interesting thing that you can see. But like I said, we don't know exactly, you know, what they were thinking. But we do know that the shop owner, they did get the cat back, and the shop owner said that the friend of the thief told her that the thief thought that the cat was a stray and was trying to save the cat, that the cat looked old and frail and she wanted to take care of the cat.
No.
She stole the cat to take care of it. So that's what she was told. And the shop owner, understandably, was not buying that.
Yeah. Okay. So here, and Nina Bloom's an excellent reporter and will not editorialize. I will not put you on the spot. But Viv over there is shaking her head. I mean, who steals a cat? I mean, and
I know.
Like, even if you think it's a stray cat, like, I get it if it's a stray cat on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay.
That makes sense.
Right. But it's clearly part of the store. And
right.
Does the shop owner recognize these customers? Are they regulars or?
So that's a really good question. I asked her that as well, and she said she did not recognize this couple. It was two women, but she said that she talked to a couple of her employees that they didn't quite recognize them, but that she said she hadn't talked to all of her employees.
So okay.
She was kind of checking in with everybody. So, but when I talked to her, she hadn't talked to every single one of her employees to see if they were regulars. But my hunch is that no, they are not regulars.
Let's say you are not a regular, like you just walk into a random shop. Like, there's no scenario in which you're like, let's take this cat. Like, if you're a regular, then you know it's the shop cat. Like, I shop all the time over at Chicago Costume on Fullerton, like, for a lot of stuff for the show, and they've got a shop cat. And you just know, you're not like, even if you didn't know, you wouldn't take the cat. And that's the other thing, that even if they walked in for the very first time to this great florist shop, walking around, they're like, oh, there's a cat. You know what? This is a stray cat. I'm going to go ahead and take it. You would think you would at least ask the owner of the shop.
Right. I mean,
especially if you
the shop owner was saying, yeah.
So, all right. So the cat has been found. Are they going to stick by their no pressing charges? Because I know that when it was missing, they had said all they had hoped for was for the happy return, that they weren't, you know, looking to press charges. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. She's just really happy that Sweet Pea is home and she's safe. She said that she's back on her favorite bed in the back of the store, and she doesn't look scared and that she's okay. So she's just really happy that she's back, and she's not looking to press any charges still. So
cats always bounce back pretty quickly. You know, they got the nine lives thing going on. Oh, the one last thing I want to say is the person thought it was a stray cat because it looked old. That's because the cat's old, right? I mean, it's just an old cat.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
It's a feral cat, 17 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, it needs like various medications and special food. And so, you know, Sweet Pea is, you know, requires a lot of attention. And that was another reason why the shop owner was so distraught, you know, when she went missing, because, you know, every couple days she needs special medication and special food.
Yeah, Kelly Marie Thompson, the owner of the store, and she says, she seems like such a nice person. She says, and I don't know if this is before or after, you know, she says things like, you can't be a vigilante. I'm glad there's people who love animals as much as us, but there's a responsible and an irresponsible way to take care of them. Amen to that. By the way, why don't we give a shout out again to the florist, the local place in Logan Square. If you need a dozen roses or whatever you need for your florist, they could use it. They've had a little shakeup this week, right, Mina?
That's true. They have been shaken up this week. You're totally right.
And it's Floors, and whereabouts is it in Logan Square?
Yeah, so it's on Milwaukee Avenue. It's right across from the Logan Theater, if people know where that is.
That's great stuff. Mina, thank you so much for covering things day, noon, and night. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John. Always appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to you soon. All right, that's Mina Bloom of Block Club Chicago. You can go to blockclub.org for that and other great neighborhood stories around the Chicago area. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then I've got the story that I think is going to get people talking about people, just everyday neighbors, being able to write parking tickets to their neighbors. Is this something we are pro? Is this something we are con? You're listening to John Hanson, just filling in briefly. Patty's on her way. She'll be here soon on the Patty Vasquez Show on 720 WGN. John Hanson in for Patty Vasquez for just a little bit longer here before she takes over her own show in just a little bit. By the way, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to one of my friends, Glenn, who's an avid WGN radio listener. He's dealing with some health issues right now, so we're wishing him very, very well. Glenn, we always appreciate how often you listen here to 720. Okay, this story, call on in, text on in, get on the line. We got to talk about this. Washington, D.C. residents may soon be able to issue parking tickets against their neighbors. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? I can't imagine this working out really well, although there's a lot of people that park terribly. Maybe this will be really great for safety.
Nope.
Wow, Viv's already got her opinion, and I want to hear yours. 312-981-7200. But right now it's 10:30, which means it's news time. Thank you, Don. And Patty is on her way. She'll be in around 11. Had an event earlier tonight. She's going to tell you all about it. She was up in Glencoe at the Writers Theater, which I need to go to. I saw a Facebook video she did there. Looks really cool, sleek, awesome, and I'm excited to hear about the show she was at and why she was there. And, yeah, by the way, so we're in these gorgeous studios here on the 18th floor, the Allstate Skyline Studio. We've been here over a year now. I think it was May last year we were moving on in here. I just figured out how to work the lights in here. It was so bright. I, of course, was trying to take a selfie, Don. I saw you trying to do the same thing during your news report. Yeah, I always try and sneak one in.
I shouldn't do it during the news report.
Yeah, I know. But
I can't resist.
It's candid.
That's
and
right.
It's like flying a spaceship. Trying to figure out how these lights work.
Mm-hmm. And I was watching you too. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, you know, back in the old day, you just like flipped a switch, maybe a dimmer.
Oh,
you remember
God.
The ones that was like three settings?
Yeah.
And you just do the, oh, they still have those,
yeah,
obviously.
Little,
easy.
It's a little complicated here.
Bright, low, or medium. This thing's got different tones of colors that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
It went from white to yellow to blue at one point. I don't even know how to do it, but there's like a wheel, like a color wheel.
There's mood lighting.
Yeah.
There's terrifying lighting. Stage.
They should give more money to the producers and less to the lighting in here. That machine probably cost $50,000 to put in here.
And for what? To torch our retinas while
yes,
we're trying to read.
Exactly. I tell you what, though, I got a great selfie for all those concerned.
Nice. There you go.
Follow me at Giants of TV here on the radio. Don, I want your input on this story because Vivi and I are on the same page on this one. I don't know if you feel... I don't know. We'll see how you feel on this one. But
all
also
right.
Join the conversation, 312-981-7200. This seems like a horrific idea, but I think it's meant for a good cause. Okay, so they say, what could possibly go wrong with allowing some Washington, D.C. residents to issue parking tickets against their neighbors? Of course, a whole host of things could, but the D.C. City Council may implement a pilot program that would allow citizens to issue parking tickets if you're obstructing a bike lane, a crosswalk, a bus lane, or a fire hydrant. It's all using a mobile app. So it's the Citizen Safety Pilot Program. It's part of a larger bill called the Vision Zero Enhancement Omnibus Amendment Act of 2019. I'm glad they renamed it, which was introduced to kind of address important safety transportation concerns. And for a good reason, several cyclists and pedestrians, they've passed away. They've been hit by cars because of they're parked wrong. Maybe they entered the crosswalk and they were unseen because a parked car was there. Without a doubt, there is a we need to be better about where we park and we all should share the road better, blah, blah, blah. So true. But I think it's insane to give neighbors the right to take a picture of your car and send it on in. Don, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's. I would like to say, because you're absolutely right, John. Like the
was that a ding the, from Viv?
From a neighbor.
That was a right ding.
Oh, okay.
That was a right answer, Don.
Oh, okay. I would love to say, like, yes, the motivation behind it's great. It's just like, hey, we all should do better. But I mean, what are you doing? You're arming everybody. You're giving them anonymity, and neighbors who have gripes going back decades are now just going to be looking out the window like, ooh, man. Look at her.
Finally
she's,
got it.
She's over my driveway. Boom, ticket.
So they're trying, so you brought up two great things, anonymity and that everyone can do it. They're trying to address certainly the anyone can do it. What they're going to do in this pilot program, and they're going to try it for a year and then stop it, and then they're going to analyze the data. But they're letting 10 people in each ward be the people to do it. So you have to take a class to know exactly what the rules are. So it's not just, you know, people taking pictures of, oh, this person's a little too close to me or whatever it might be. What the actual rules are. 10 people per ward. I don't know how big a DC ward is, despite the fact that I lived there for a year. I imagine they're similar in size to maybe what Chicago wards are. But my worry with that is that you're going to get the worst 10 people in the neighborhood. Because who wants to be this person?
I know.
It's the person who hates everybody.
Right. Let me sign up and take a class.
Yes.
And more time out of my day just for a little bit of power.
Exactly. And it's that person. I was telling Viv that this one time, I was heartbroken once, just recently. I mean, I've been heartbroken many more times than that.
Right, right.
But we don't have enough time in this show. If Patty's not getting here till 12, we'll go through
we
that
have time
stuff.
To talk
yes.
about it.
talk about many heartbreaks. But just a couple weeks ago, Don, I was, I parked on the streets of Chicago, so it's kind of a free for all there. I have the 383 permit parking in Lakeview, but it's for all of us. It's not like for a specific spot.
Right.
It's a whole neighborhood. So I could remember when I parked the night before thinking, okay, yeah, I squeezed in there a little bit, but certainly nothing that I've ever...
unusual.
I've done worse,
yeah.
Right? And people have done worse to me. But it's Chicago. As long as you give a couple inches, a couple feet, foot or two, you're going to be able to wiggle out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always am the first one to leave in the morning. So I'm always like, you know, if I screw someone, I'll be out. I leave at 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning, I'm gone.
Cover your tracks.
Yes.
Yep.
I had the nastiest note on my card the next morning.
Ugh.
I mean, really mean. It was straight to the point.
Yeah, yeah.
It used a bunch of short words,
uh-huh.
But told me, I mean, the worst of it all was like, you are a jerk. That was how it started. And, you know, like, it was, at first I'm like, whatever. But, you know, the whole drive in, I could not get it out of my mind.
It's just not a great way to start the day.
Yeah, that's awful.
And look, maybe they're... I don't know. Maybe it's a pregnant mother who like has got a million things going on.
Sure.
Maybe it's someone that has mobility issues.
But you can be nicer about it.
Yes. Or you can get a garage spot. Okay. Yeah. There are places you can get Spot Hero and get a cheap spot. If you really want that spot, then you can go ahead and get that spot.
I guarantee you that she would definitely be part of that group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If this were to come to Chicago.
Oh, she's ready to.
Or she or he. I don't know.
I think it was a she based on it was really good handwriting. So
oh, okay, there you
guess.
Go.
312-981-7200. Call on in, text on in. So at least they're limiting it, Don. But again, I think that makes it the wrong people. Yeah.
Up front, they limit it. And then now you've got what? You've got 10 people who just lost like an ability. Now they're going to be power hungry, running around D.C. looking for violators.
So after, you mean when it expires?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're just going to be looking for another way to get that power fixed.
Yes. Like, they're going to take photos for another year and then just submit them when they re-get that power.
Stock them up. Yeah.
Exactly. Residents who applied for the program, they say they'll be trained in bicycle and pedestrian safety, the laws, regulations, policies, and the best practices related to issuing notices of infraction for parking violations. Also, how to use the app. Yeah, that'll always be a problem. It's a government app. There's no way this is going to work.
It's not user-friendly.
It's going to be terrible.
You can
already
see it.
It'll be like trying to find your location, and it's going to be, well, we're in Africa, so I can't locate me.
Right.
Anytime. No. Props to all the government workers out there, but you all don't know how to design an app.
It's just not intuitive.
It's like when the cab drivers here in town tried to design an app that met up with Uber and Lyft. I was like, oh, you poor things.
Oh,
that was nice of you, but that didn't work out.
Everyone disregard that immediately.
Right. There's also just this overall libertarian in me, which kind of comes and goes depending on the topic. I don't hold to it as well as I should. That just feels like we've been talking about. Is that the right of an average citizen? Is this a slippery slope, you could say, which is never a great way to counter an argument. But the idea is, this is a violation. These things end up going on records, I believe. I mean, if you get a bunch of parking tickets, they go on some record somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You did say something in the description that you were just giving, though. You said bicyclists, I think, and that just made me think a little bit, take a second thought.
Okay,
here.
So
I would love to just call out the guys riding their bikes on the sidewalks where you're not supposed to.
Yes, or through a stop sign.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. Right. I have this love-hate relationship with cyclists, too. I always find, I used to ride Divi a little bit more when I worked at DNA Info and Bike Downtown. It's amazing how fast I switch from an angry driver at cyclists to an angry cyclist at drivers.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's great if we all do it a little bit more, that we're all a little bit nicer to each other. But you're absolutely right, Don.
Yeah.
I see someone roll a stop sign in a car. For some reason, doesn't bother me at all. Probably because I do it. But if I see a cyclist ride through a stop sign, for some reason, that just gets me so peeved off.
Gets the ire up. That's how I am when I see him like riding on sidewalks. Well, there's bike lanes. Like there's bike lanes downtown.
We built these for you.
For you.
Right.
Yeah.
And then people are just old ladies have to dive out of the way so that you can just keep having your good time on the sidewalk.
I like how you said dive out of the way.
Yeah. How fast are they going?
These grandmas.
They're booking it.
I will say, though, you know, I've ridden the streets of Chicago. I will roll up to an intersection. If there's no cars there, I'll go right through it. So I should just point the finger at myself. Anyways, they say there could be legal issues involved with providing citizens with such power. But it also provides for abuse of the program. So it says that anyone who knowingly submits false information through the app or provides anyone not authorized by the department with access to the app. So let's say you're like, I'm going to work for 8 hours, but I want to keep this up. Here, take my phone or take this app.
You deputize. hypnotize someone.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Like, who gives you the right?
Terrible.
And the fine is $100 if you do that. Wow. I'm like, wow, it should be a lot worse than that.
I think so.
So the city will end the program after a year, as I was saying. Then they're going to issue this report detailing how many residents signed up. I guarantee people are going to want to do this. There's people out there that this is just right up their alley.
Yeah, they're salivating like in class right now.
Yeah, they're right. I know people are, little texts are moving to D.C. right now so they can sign up for this thing.
Yeah.
They want to know how many infractions, of course, were issued, how many of them were dismissed. Because I think at some point, I think they didn't quite say this in the article, but the idea that some could be dismissed or not, I imagine some human on the other end of the app will take a look at the photo and make some sort of determination. I don't know if that's a judge. I don't know how that will work. That, I think, needs to be worked out, too. If there is a human element at the other end, at least someone's taking a look at the photo and can kind of see.
Right, and they'd be like, I've seen that license plate 6 times today.
Somebody hates someone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Look, I mean, our cops already out there get plenty of guff already for giving someone a ticket. I mean, the meter maids are hated people, and they're just doing their darn job. But you just blame that. You just shake your fist every time you walk up to one, and they're just giving you a ticket.
Now it could just be anybody. That's terrible.
Right.
It's like the Guy Fawkes thing. Everybody's just got those masks on.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And that's the other thing is that, like, this will lead at some point to a confrontation. Because, look, you're going to figure it out who these people are in your neighborhood that have it. And the 630 just said murder waiting to happen. And we laugh, but I can't imagine it gets to that thing. But, like, man, road rage, you park your car, maybe you park it in front of a hydrant for 5 minutes, you're going to put the blinkers on. You shouldn't do it, people, but everyone's done it when you're running in to grab something, you can't find a spot, and you do that. But someone's going to be peeved about this at the wrong time and do it. 312-981-7200, your thoughts, and also, should recess be mandatory? That and more coming up on 720, yeah, right? WGN. Ten 10:51 here on WGN. John Hanson in for Patty Vasquez. She'll be in just a little bit. We heard from her. She's on the road. She's coming back down from Glencoe. She didn't text and drive, of course. She was safe about it. But she let Viv know that she's going to be here shortly. Yeah, she was attending a show. She's going to tell you all about it. Looked really cool up at the Writers Theater, which now I put on my calendar because I was digging through the website when I found out that's where she was at. She had a pre-planned event. So she's going to be joining us here very shortly. So we were talking about D.C. trying a pilot program that will allow residents of the neighborhoods to take pictures of where you park if you're doing it in the wrong way, in front of a hydrant or blocking a crosswalk, or maybe you're halfway up on the curb or something like that. You take a picture of it, and then you're going to get a parking ticket. Normally, we leave that up to the police officers, or if it's a meter, the meter maids, obviously.
It should stay that way.
Meter maids doesn't sound like a thing I can say anymore, right? Yeah. Meter maid? Is that condescending?
Mm.
I don't know. I'm so hypersensitive now to...
We were talking about that earlier.
Yes. Who are we going to offend anyone? I don't know. Meter people. The people
there you
who
go.
Do the meters.
The people. Yeah, there
yes.
you go.
they're going to be... Normally it takes that, but the citizens themselves are going to be deputized with this power. And we had one ticket, one text that I can agree with this one on when you should be able to get a ticket from anyone. 847, I just want to ticket people who park in the disability spaces without the tag or the license plate. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I agree with this texture.
Yeah, whether it's the handicap spots that are in some of the parking lots, mm-hmm. People need to be able to have access to the stores that they can go to if they can. Not only the spot itself, but those little hashed out lines next to it. A lot of people need to get a chair out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Give them the space that they need. I think people that do that, it's just absolutely wrong. I know Kramer did it in a Seinfeld episode once, and he ended up getting in a lot of trouble, and he should have. That I can agree with. There's also some things, like, this program doesn't cover this. This is separate. And this probably wouldn't be safe to do. But if there's one thing I could give someone a ticket for, if I could be deputized, and if you have anything that you want to be deputized for, 312-981-7200, I cannot stand, like, speeding bothers me, but I get over it. Motorcyclists who go between cars on the expressways.
They make me nervous.
Makes me nervous, ooh. But...
That makes me nervous.
Whatever. That's their own peril. I'm going to win that battle if they hit my car. I mean, really. I mean, they're the ones taking the risk, and it's not slowing me down. If they cut me off, that's not great, or, you know, whatever.
That's true.
Bothers me, but whatever. It's not using your turn signal.
Oh, yes.
It is the easiest thing in the world to do. I don't care if you're speeding 20 miles an hour or the speed limit. I don't care if you're going too slow. I don't care if you're in the wrong lane and have to jut over 9 lanes to make a left turn. Look, we've all been there. You shouldn't do it, but you've done it. But just have the courtesy to move your left arm 1 foot in one direction or the other just to let us know what your crazy ass is doing on the roads. Yeah. Just let us know if you're going to go 9 lanes over. Keep that signal on.
That is so funny.
I have a challenge to any caller that can call on in and explain to me why you wouldn't use a turn signal. I know you're out there, non-turn signaler. You might have just done it on a drive home. Maybe you're pulling into the driveway after a long day of work and you knew you didn't use your turn signal a couple of times. Prove me wrong. Give me one good reason why you shouldn't use a turn signal.
You know what the worst part that I hate about this is? When I'm trying to, you know, cross the street and there's a car coming mm-hmm. from your left side, right? And
so you're walking across.
No, I'm not walking. Oh. I'm with my car. I'm just okay. trying to get across from that street.
Right.
The car is, it's coming towards you.
Mm-hmm.
He or she does not have the turning signal on. So you're waiting and waiting and waiting. And like, then you finally realize
they're turning.
And he drives me nuts.
Nuts. I was behind someone today, a big white van that was in a left turn or a straightforward lane. You had a choice of what to do, but I wouldn't have been parked so close behind you if I knew you were going to turn left. Then I couldn't get around you.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know why this drives me crazy.
No,
this
I think it drives a lot of people crazy. It's not just you and I.
I was hosting a show with our good friend Esmeralda, and I could not get over this. And eventually she had to hit the buttons to move the program on. But I just feel like I don't even care about parking. Like, whatever. Park where you want to park. I have two brothers and a dad that are firefighters. You shouldn't park in front of the hydrants, but that's not bothering me. It bothers them, but it doesn't bother me. So the parking thing doesn't bother me, but the moving, not using a turn signal, everyone should be able to take a photo of that person and their license plate safely, and I'll risk getting the ticket, I'll risk the phone ticket using my phone to get that person. I wish there was a horn just for that. Like, dude,
what would it sound like?
It would just go, dude. It would just be a button you press and the car went, dude.
It'll just be this.
No, that's too close to a horn. It literally would be a voice of me saying, dude, WTF, what are you doing? Tell me what you're trying to do. Oh, I'm jazzed now. I'm not going to be able to get to sleep.
I know. You look very, you know, frustrated.
It's the lighting that I did here. I changed the light. Those are my frustrated lights. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got the news coming up and Patty's on the way on 720 WGN. I've really upset people or gotten them jazzed up about this turn signal thing. John Hanson is for Patty Vasquez for just a little bit longer. 209 says you shouldn't use your turn signal when your bulb burns out, obviously, because then they can't see it. But yeah, that's a thing. Make sure you're every now and then check to make sure your turn signal works. 630 says, I dislike when driving in free-flowing traffic, the car ahead of you decides to come to a complete stop to let another car out into traffic. Why? I wish my hood would open up and shoot a cannon at them to wake them up. I'm on the fence on that. If I'm going to block the intersection, then yeah, I'll let someone else in. But if I'm flying down the street, I'm not stopping to let someone in.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. That's going to cause an accident behind me. Come on, people. 708 says, I taught my kids just the other way. Never trust a blinker. That's true, because maybe they left it on. But I'd prefer a left-on blinker than no blinker.
There you go.
At least I always perpetually think you're going to turn left. At least I think you're thinking something.
You're
it doesn't
just making
make
me hope.
Yes. At least at some point you used it. You may have left it on, but at least it's like going above and beyond. Yes, you left the blinker on, but you at least got step one done. Hey, I'm really excited because this is like a celebrity sighting. I saw Tom Hush, who I don't get to see in person very often. I'm sure Nick will be in soon. And Vic Vaughn is in the newsroom. These are like my heroes that I listen to every morning on my way to work. Vic, how are you doing tonight?
So good to see you, John, man. It's been so long.
It has been. But, you know, it's so funny, and I think all of our listeners will relate with this. I love listening to you guys every single morning. You guys get me going as I head to WCIU. So
that's so cool, man.
And I'll hear you in 4 hours when I get up in the
well,
morning.
We follow you too, John.
Well, I appreciate that.